The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Okay, Tina, have you listened to Brandon Jones's podcast? Brandon Jones is one of the podcasters on our network, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, of which you are a founder.
Yes.
Yes. He has It Is Not Your Fault. It's a teen mental health podcast.
Yes.
I listen to it with my kids because he's always got tips for parents and encouraging words for teenagers. You know, I got the 17-year-old boy over here. And this week, his podcast is about parental burnout.
Oh, wow.
And he talks about when you are a parent, how you can get burned out being a parent. Tina, I didn't know that there was such a thing until this morning. I don't know if you want to keep it real or you want to be faking with the people some shit.
Real with you. I know that that's a real thing. Yeah, that's a real thing.
On Tuesdays, Andrew goes and drops his sister off at choir practice at school. He has to be there at 7:30. I'm working. Sean's getting ready with the other kids. It's Andrew's job to come on out of his room, take his sister to school, come back home. It's 7:31. The girl's still standing at the door. So I got to stop my work, jump in the car, take her to school. I get back, girl, he in the room rapping and shit, just hanging out. And I came back, I said, son, I said, your actions impact everybody in this house.
Yep.
Now, you'd have sat your ass in there listening to your rap music. Nothing against rap music. I love rap music. But you have an obligation at 7:25 to leave this house and get the girl to school. And it's 7:31 and you have not even come out of your room yet. So you don't care. Yep. You don't care. Girl, he said, you got it.
What?
Girl. I cussed his ass.
Well, girl, that's what I said. What did you do not to strangle him and pull a black mama from Fifth Ward on him?
He said, you got, girl, not only did he say you got it, he said, you got it, and he walked past me. I said, you know what? I hope you getting high. Because I know this ain't the child I raised. I hope you high right now. I hope you to pop some Molly's or you in there smoking some weed. That's the only thing. You better be on Xanax or something. Because I know damn well the child I raised ain't just... Girl, he said, you got it. And then he walked past me to put the trash out.
Oh.
Girl, I cussed him out so good. Daniel was giggling. Girl, Daniel came over there to me after I cussed Andrew out and said, Mom, you said fuck. Mom. You said a naughty word.
Girl, I mean, it's like it took everything in you not to snatch him up.
Not to snatch his ass up.
You know, Child Protective Service over here today.
So you gotta, and I mean, I had just listened to Brandon's podcast about parental burnout. I need you to talk to me about that because it's one thing for Brandon to teach it, but it's a whole nother thing to live it. Your kids grown. They out the house. What is, because last week you taught me about career hurt. We talked about Monique. We talked about career hurt. It opened my eyes to why she won't let go of what's going on with Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey and Lee Daniels, because she's had a career hurt. But I need you to give me your mother take, because you've got two productive, very successful children. You don't love them every day. It's some days you don't like them so much, but this parental burnout, it's real.
Yeah, and I tell you, and I'm just going to step and I'm going to say it's real, parental burnout. And I'm like, I know, and I know I had a 17-year-old son.
Oof.
And 17-year-old son that was also a graduating senior. He and I think I may have even mentioned it to him or maybe even Pastor Joe this weekend. Is that when you get in, it's like, you know, you're kind of on the cusp. He got one leg in, I gotta be in my mama house, I'm a child, and his other leg on, I'm almost grown. And why she asking me to do all this stuff? Because, and when I turn 18, I can do what I want to do. So when, as a parent, your burnout is, we're gonna compartmentalize. You got a teenager that you, I mean, and we are very much, and I ain't gonna say senior citizens, but we are.
We older parents. We are older.
And tolerance over 50 is real. And you're not going to, you, when we say this is what the rule is, that's the rule. So I'm going to have to say that the society and the time that these kids are in. Now, my kids was in a different time. They ain't had no cell. Well, they barely got a cell phone. You know, you are in a social media time where he's looking at his timeline and he's looking at kids who parents don't care right now. He got people in his class who parents have allowed them to be grown. They got 18-year-olds in his class. So he is in a different status because he feels like I'm grown. But you over here asking me to do stuff, and I'm almost grown. I'm finna be out of here. So that parental burnout that you have is real, because it's like, do you stop parenting at a certain age? And that's where I'm gonna stop. It's like when you get to 17, you know, you got this. You move on. You go do these things because you feel like you've taught them everything, and they will know, and they can take it with them. But the burnout comes from throwing your hands up and saying, you know what, God. You got him.
Jesus.
God, you got him, because I've done everything I can do up until this point. And I'm going to be my kids, girl, I'm telling you, you think I had them same issues, and I had issues in the middle of a divorce doing that. Same. So my kids was looking at me like they didn't respect me because of where we were as a family. So yeah. I had burnout. Do you know what I did? I would get in my car and I'd just leave. But see, you got a little small kids.
I got little babies.
You got a little baby. But I would just, they would say, Mom, where you going? I would hours and hours and hours and hours. Because mentally, if I stayed there, we was going to burn the house down, because we going to go for it.
Yeah.
We going to fight, slap, and curse. it was going to be on. Because the mental burnout is real, because it's like, you feel you're doing everything you're supposed to do. You are
everything.
You set the rules. You set the boundaries. You're making him independent. You're giving him everything that you didn't have. And just like, yeah, y'all ungrateful.
Ungrateful asses. God, that's what I said. I called him an ungrateful ass.
Ungrateful. Because you could be one of them kids over there don't know where your parents at, and you eating out of trash cans and over here sleeping on somebody's sofa. That's who you could be.
That's who you could be. And I'm being nice to your damn daddy, even though I don't want to be. For your ass.
For you. You know, don't even see. But you know what? They're not going to see that. I ain't going to even say. My kids are in their almost mid to late 20s. They're going to see this when they get kids, or when they get in their 30s. They'll be like, oh my gosh.
Look what my mama did.
When they see what other people, I can't wait for him to go to college and see some people and realize that everybody parents don't do this. Everybody parent don't make sure you got a car at 16. Don't make sure that you got a driver's license. Parent, they don't give a hoot a poot if you have an ID.
Girl, washing, make sure your sheets is clean and your toenails is clipped. And I tell him all the time, I said, the fact that you have a safe place to lay your head at night and ain't nobody burning cigarettes on your booty hole, you ought to be thanking Jesus right now.
Stealing your food so you ain't ate tonight. You know, when they start seeing that, you know, people come from sexual abuse families where they're doing things to them that they shouldn't be even doing to kids. Mom on crack, smoking crack. So they ain't seen them, but when they go out to school or you go out into the world
and they start hearing these horror stories,
that's when they're going to call and say, Mama, thank you. Thank you for being, protecting me. Being
girl,
there.
Okay, so back me up, because is it too late? Because right now, girl, can I just say, I don't even want to see him. I made him go to school early. I said, get out of the house and go to school. I said, just go. Because I couldn't leave, right? Because we still got other little babies to get ready for school. And, you know, so I was like, get out. And I'm like, girl, my Girl, I'm at the point now where in addition to parental burnout, my little feelings is hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how we going to come back from that. How we going to come back from this?
Where's daddy? Because this is when a man has to come and say, yeah, you need to talk to your family because you need us more than we need you. You know,
right
you,
now.
You're going to go to school. You're going to want gas money. You're going to want an apartment off campus while you do your internship. You're going to need all this stuff. And we're the backing. We're the safety net for you. You know what? Because I'm going to tell you, if you was like when me and your mama grew up, they told you, you're 18 years old, you're on your own, you better figure
it out. Get out. And that's what I asked him. I said, now, did you talk to him? And he said, yeah, I talked to him. I said, so what did you say? And it's just like this whole self-parenting shit. And I said, now, what would our parents, what would your daddy have said to you if you was slick with your mom? What would your daddy have said?
My daddy would, I would have heard a back, sorry, backhand.
I wouldn't have had no teeth, no back teeth. I would all have, these would have been gone.
Slap the black off of you?
Girl, and they wonder why this world is in the situation it is in is because they have made it impossible to discipline these children.
Yes.
Really. It yes. is impossible.
And they know it, and the kids know it.
They because know it.
You see what Kirk Franklin did, son did? He gonna record you cussing them out. When you're over there saying you're saved and sanctified, they gonna record you cussing them out because they're gonna be like, look, this is the person that y'all got leading y'all praise and worship. He over here cussing out the kids. So, you know, so they know what buttons to push, and mm-hmm. we gotta taper it back. And I know God, you know, it's so much we can say, you know, I'm gonna leave it to God, but you know, faith without works is dead.
Is dead.
In that,
you gotta put something,
you know what? And until you walk out this door and tell me, Mama, I got my own stuff, you're gonna do the you have rules, so it ain't even about. He don't even get a pass. I don't care. He doesn't get a pass. So when you mm-mm. get home, you know what? Let's talk about what happened today. Why do you feel so comfortable in what you said?
And what you did. And shirking your responsibility and not even caring that it's impacted everybody else in the family. And that's what these kids don't care about. Like, they will shrug their responsibilities. They will not do the stuff that they're supposed to do. And then it's a ripple effect. So your sister got to get to school. Somebody got to take her.
But you know, you got to also go back and look at what's the underlying issue behind this. Because it's something else nagging. You know, that's why I say we don't you're not allowed to be burned out because you got to still parent. You can burn out, but you can burn out for right now while we talking on a while we talking. But you know what? When you come home, it's something else. It's something else. Tell me what that something else is. Let him get it all out. Put it all out. Just tell me everything. Be frank. Let him curse. Let him do whatever he needs to do to get it all out because it's something behind that.
Okay.
It may be something that you should know, or maybe it's something that he's been holding on to because he gonna have to get it out because you know what? This is not the first incident. If you don't address it,
mm-hmm. it's gonna happen again.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the little sweet little kid that always is, you know, mom does whatever mom says, that you'll start seeing them just being rebellious because something is now out in the public so that he can seek it. So y'all can talk about it and work through it. How do we work through this? Because y'all got at least another 4 or 5 months together.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. He ain't go. And girl, look, you know, I'm so ready for him to go. Girl, I sent his ass to the college where he going to school. And I sent him and his daddy there so he can find him an apartment. Because he graduate on June the 6th, June the 9th, June 15th. He going to have his own place. He going
to
have his own place.
And then that has to be the carrot that you dangle. Because I can't be out there supporting you if, you know, maybe a girlfriend pregnant or maybe your date didn't, as you know, say yes to the prom. It's something that he got to get out because there's a level of anger or there's something that he's upset
something.
About. And he has. Yes. And so while you're having parent burnout, he has teenager burnout. He burned out. He tired. When you're in you're in a limbo as a teenager because you ain't grown. You can't.
No.
By yourself, and you can't go move out on your own and say forget everybody.
Yeah.
So you got to right. burnout and pair it with this student burnout right now. What is going on around here? Because we got about 4 more months.
And yeah, we do.
Gonna work through these next 4 months. Now, if the chores are too much for you, or if the you know, or you know, the responsibilities at home are too, let me know now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to leave another child when you know I have so much on my plate and I'm depending on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong. And for some reason, we act like it's something wrong with making these kids dependable. You know, life it requires you to be dependable. And I told him that as well. I said, you know, be the person that people can depend on. Be somebody that folks can count on. You know, you have always been a friend that I knew if I called you was right there. I knew if I needed anything, you was right there. That ain't stalled when you was grown. You've been doing that all your life. You learned that at home. And I don't want to send this boy out into the world and people looking at me like, what the hell kind of mom is you? Yeah. You can't count on him for nothing.
But I'm telling them kids build differently today. We had some hustle and some grit in us that, yeah. That you know, as much as we say we're going to make them dependable and independent, mm-hmm. It's something that we did. And I'm going to blame us. It's something.
Yeah, it's on us.
I'm blaming us because it's something that we did that didn't give them the same oomph. Because, I mean, we didn't have... how many times you have to call your parent about, you know, light got turned off. Okay, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to do this.
Never. Girl, if I call my... Well, you know what? I ain't even going to say if I call my mama because I just knew to get it done. Knew not to bother her. I knew that I had to figure it out. But that's the first call we making. That's the first call we making these days to mama.
Even while we were out of time, when, you know, one of our other divas, you know, the first thing, you in the city with your father, the first thing is I'm going to call mama. Why you call mama? You could have called daddy. You could have called AAA. You know, and it's kind of like the first call is because we have mothers, and I'm saying mothers. We have put
their weight on our back.
You know, we have enabled them. That's the word. We've enabled them. And, we want them to be independent, go out there and do all this stuff, but just in case you don't get it, call mom. And we've done that. Maybe as a kid, maybe we do this with our kids. That disclaimer that we want you to be independent. We want you not to depend on us, but I'm here.
Wow.
And you know, because I think that, you know what, I'm going to say, you know, you can be burned out, but I'm going to just say you got to take them days, you know, when a day come and it's like, you know what? Like, you know, you gave Sean 12 hours. You give yourself 12 hours.
Oh, preach a woman.
Give yourself 12 hours. 12 hours of not doing, you know, and I know in your world, it's going to be hard to walk away from email and things that you need to do. But even if it's like, hey, you know what? I think you did it in the beginning. Get you a hotel room and say, I'm going to be gone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Down for a couple of hours and just go and sit in that room and do what you need to do, even if it's sending emails, but do whatever you need to do that you don't have that response. Because I know when you pull back that responsibility and you got to cook, clean, wash some clothes, you
girl,
you know what? That gives you a lift, a weight lift off of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to take all that advice and we're going to give people a moment to take in this podcast. I love you, girl.
Talk to you.
All right. We'll see y'all next week.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now. So we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community. And we'll continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Taking a COVID-19 test is easy, painless, accurate, and can be done anywhere, including in your own home. The self-test takes about 15 minutes, so you will quickly know your results. Testing is recommended if you have symptoms or have been in close contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19. It is a good idea to keep self-test kits on hand at home and when you're traveling. That way, you're ready to test if you have symptoms or have been exposed to someone who has come down with COVID-19. Every household in Minnesota is eligible to order free at-home rapid test kits while supplies last. To get yours, go to sayyeshometest.org. That's sayyeshometest.org. The free test will be delivered to your home. If you do take a test and get positive results, isolate at home for at least 5 days. Seek medical care if your symptoms do not get better or get worse. And remember, staying up to date with vaccinations remains the best way to protect yourself and others.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.